There we go. And one of the things that really blessed me was the sharing Pete did on the heart. So I've been chewing on a bunch of stuff that it's just, you know, I've had it referred to as going back and visiting old friends, looking at scriptures that really just set your day, make your week, you know, exhort, comfort, bless. So in Matthew, we start out in chapter 3. This is the record when Jesus Christ was getting baptized. And so we'll just pick it up in verse 16. It says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then was Jesus led up to the Spirit of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What I loved about this record is God says, This is my beloved Son. The adversary drops the beloved. He says, If you be the Son. Well, Jesus Christ never forgot that relationship, that he was the beloved Son. Likewise, I'm thinking, wow, how many times do I get beat on that one? You know, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Because we are the beloved of God. And we shouldn't forget that. Because that's huge. And you heard the manifestations. It was wonderful. It's not by works of our righteousness. Because he wanted us. He wanted kids. He so loved, he gave. He set that love in all three manifestations. How huge that must be. Well, that's what my heart is today. Is we have a relationship that goes beyond God. Just God. Okay? Which would be wonderful if we could just call him our God. But that's not what he set up in this age of grace for his kids. Right? Right. You heard it in every manifestation. He referred to him as the Almighty God. He referred to himself as he who created. But I'm your loving dad. I want to take care of you as my children. That's huge. Huge. Okay, let me go to where we're supposed to go. Ephesians. So we're just going to look at some verses that I think are blessings. Verse 4, we can pick it up. It says, According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we be holy and without blame before him, and love having predestinated us unto the adoption or sonship of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted where? In the beloved one, in the Christ. Christ is, in us is everything, right? In 2 Corinthians 5, it tells us that if any man be in Christ, he's a what? Well, we are. You get that? We are. And one of the first things we are is the beloved of God. And that new creation. We're no longer Stephen Snyder who used to play baseball. It's Stephen, son of God. Understand, I got Abba there. I can call him Abba, who is my God, the Almighty God. It's just big. But it's in the Christ. See? So don't let anybody beat you on that. It's not in you. You see the difference? It's in Christ. It's, you don't carry that ball. We drop it anyways. But it's already been carried all the way to the end. It's done. So we can just sit back and say, thank you. Thank you. In Ephesians, we're still in that chapter. Let's go to verse 17. Says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. That's just Daddy is the originator of the information he wants us to know. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and that you may know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in us, right? In the saints. You see the relationship? He's not, this is what he set out. You know, I think of the thing in Romans where it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Okay? He that judges, or, you know, who is he that condemneth? Christ that died, yet rather risen again, is at the right hand, making intercession? Well, there's only two opinions that really matter, right? Only two. Not even my opinion matters. What matters is, what does Daddy have to say? And what he's saying is, we're his inheritance. We're his beloved. That's huge, because who said it? And what did he magnify above his name? You see? That's the stuff. When Pete was sharing that stuff about the heart is so huge, because it's yours, and you're responsible for it. Daddy will do everything he can, but he can't overstep free will, nor will he ever push it. He can't. He doesn't do that. So we're responsible. Isn't that neat? But he gave us something to really juice our hearts up with. That's what I call it. Just, you know, get those spiritual veins just flowing. Well, chapter 2, since we're here. Verse 19. It says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of what? The household of God. Well, we know that we're his beloved. Now we're in the household. We're not outside the household, we're inside. Like I always tell you guys, I know where he keeps the peanut butter and jelly, right? Sure, but that's what a household is. We all have our own chair in that household. You'll see that. We're going to go back to Romans. Well, we haven't been to Romans, so we're going to go to Romans. But the household, no strangers. No strangers. Why? Because it was God's whole game plan for us to be his children. Not something we had to work out. He just did it because he so loved. And it was the heart's desire that he carried it out, that he gave his son so that we would have that. It's so huge to keep that relationship each and every day, because when we walk, we need God Almighty. Absolutely. But the reason we have him as a tender, loving father is because he set it up that way. That's how he wants us to come to him. Yeah, verse 3, it picks up. It says, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of who? God. See, beloved of God. Dad, you know, and then you just, there's so many places where the men writing those, like Paul and them, it would be beloved brethren, beloved, beloved, beloved. It's all through the age of grace. It's beloved. Why? Well, who told him to write that? You know, it just wasn't a pet peeve that he had in his brain. Oh, I like that, beloved. I'll just start everything with beloved. No. You know, Daddy wants us to know who we are in his heart, in the very depths of his heart, because of what Christ accomplished for us and what he had done. It's huge. Romans 8. Like I said, these verses, you guys, a lot of these verses you guys know, but they're just great to go back to and keep in our brain in the midst of our heart. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We have received the spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together with him. What's your relationship? I mean, we're God's inheritance to begin with. We're what he gets out of the deal, but yet we're joint heirs with Christ. Whoa, who did all the work? But look at the relationship we have, and we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That's huge. And then he gave us the manifestation of speaking in tongues with bearing witness to our hearts. It's the real deal. What I just told you is the truth. You're heirs, you're joint heirs, you're my children. There, speak in tongues, right? Sure. Go to Corinthians. Chapter 12. I'm going to stop off at 1. Verse 9, chapter 1 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's faithful to that calling, that fellowship, that full sharing as his what? His children, as his heirs, as his joint heirs in Christ. As our relationship with him and that love and all that he's promised in his word. He's faithful to that. We may not be. But that's his heart's desire. So he's going to be faithful. So when we keep that stuff working in our heart, who's going to be there? Well, you know, he works within us. It's one of the scriptures we can go to. He works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Think of that. God works in you. Each one of us. That's awesome. Right? The world thinks it's crazy, but we know it to be awesome. Amen. Okay, now go to 12. But this stuff, in prayer, we know we get bombarded every day. The adversary or the schematics that he has set up in the world do not ever stop pounding away at the door. Right? Sure. But we need to take care of our heart. And Daddy says, kids, here's some good groceries. This is good stuff for the heart. It keeps it nice and tender. Okay. Oh, I like this one. Yeah. This is the thing about the one body. Verse 18 says, but now hath God set members, every one of them, in the body, it hath pleased him or as he wanted. It says each member, correct? That means each one of you, God went, oh, okay, Steve, gotcha. Tony, here's your chair. Patty, you got your chair. You see how individual that is? Each one of us, he's set within the one body. Each one of us in the household of God. Each one of us has access to him in the greatness of his heart because of what Christ accomplished. We don't have to beg. We just walk in. Hey, Pat, I'm in trouble. Hey, Pat, thanks. Yeah, whatever. The door's that wide open. There's nothing. Remember the forerunner? He cleared that path. He paved it. There's nothing. Just go in and just be absorbed by what God has given us. And the manifestations, boy, he really nailed the love in, didn't he? All in that Christ. Because what? Nothing can separate us. Isn't that awesome? And you know what? It says here too, it goes, I lost it. But it talks about that in the body there's many members. How wonderful that is. We're all so different. We're not, if he'd be the eye, well, we'd be the mouth. If we were all the mouth, where'd be the eye? You see, so different. So many avenues which God worketh in each and every one of us to move his word, to bless people, to minister to one another and the people outside. You see how he's so brilliant. So we just need to pay attention to what he says to be brilliant with. Right? Sure. I just like that stuff. There's none there. It is. But many members... Boy, oh boy, and each one of us. That's special. Each one of us. So precious. He paid the same price for each and every one of you. That's why when I see you, I see what was paid. You understand? I don't have to go any farther than that. I don't care. That's how valuable you are to my heavenly daddy. Then how precious are you to me? That's how it's supposed to work, by the way. You know, it's Daddy says it, that settles it, we move on with it. Since we're in Corinthians, go to 14. I like this one too. Verse 1 says, follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather you may prophesy. Verse 2, for he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but who? Okay, what more do you want? That's who we speak to. You talk about having free access? And you know what tongues is. Speaking in tongues can be perfect prayer, perfect intercession, perfect praise, giving thanks well. All that wonderful stuff. That's every day. We have carte blanche on that one. We can use that anytime we want to. Right? Sure. But who are you speaking to? God. Isn't that cool? We know he's our Abba. This is a reproof epistle. Right? We learned he's our... We're heirs, joint heirs. We're children. See? That... It's huge. Go to... Okay, we're gonna dance. Go to Deuteronomy. There's some things, some verses I think are pretty cool. A couple of them. This is really neat because this is when they, you know, everybody wanted a king, and so there was a stipulation for the king. And it says, verse 18, it says, and it shall be when he, the king, sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, or reverence him, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. This is what the king was supposed to do. Now, there's a lot in the law, and they had to write that out. Then they had to read it. Memorize it, basically, so they would do all that God would have them to do. And it would be prosperous for them. If you get an idea, just sit down sometime and write out the book of Ephesians for yourself. And you get an idea of what it is to write out something in the whole. Thank God we can just open up the Bible and start reading. Right? But think about that. That's what we do. See, we want to keep that before our eyes. We want to keep that, as Pete taught, in the midst of our heart. Why? Because where does the issues of life come from? Right? What a man thinketh, that's what's in his heart. Right? Sure. So what we want in our heart is that absolute relationship that, by the way, is eternal. We're always going to be God's kids. You know? And he sees us that way. We're just absolutely beautiful to him. It's his work. Right? I think he says that in Ephesians. We're his workmanship, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So go to Proverbs 22. I just thought that was pretty neat. I think of that a lot in terms of when I go to the Word of, you know, boy, and not many of the kings I don't think did that, because there weren't very many really good kings. You know, Pete could tell you a lot more about that, but there's not a lot that did very well. Verse 22. Verse 17 says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall with awe be fitted to thy lips. Isn't that wonderful? I love the way that's put. That thy trust may be in who? And I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, have I not, I written to thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. And I thought about that. You know, who do you hear all day long. Yourself, right? My goodness, what better way to build your heart than to listen to yourself repeating God's word in your heart and holding fast to it? Because it's the truth. It's everything he said in Manifestations. Well, we could have actually just stopped right there, because that was, if we went out and lived on Manifestations for the week until next week, we would prosper. Then we wouldn't fear, right? We wouldn't have those things sneaking in the back door. But now we have all this stuff that Daddy gives us to deal with it. You know, we know where to go, right? And it's what's really sweet, too, is we have a tremendous family, too, because he didn't have us do it on our own.
That's pretty sweet.
But see, I love that. It says, it's a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. It's pleasant. See, God's word's easy to be entreated. Just that simple. You know, it's like the world thinks Daddy takes stuff away from you. Okay, he promises long life. That's taking away because we do what he would have us to do. You understand what I'm getting at? The world has a wrong slant on our dad. He just wants us to prosper, be in good health, and move. However it works, he's always there. He said that, I will always be there. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that you may boldly declare that he's your helper. Is that so hard? No. That's humble. That's being meek. You know, doing the things that Daddy would have us to do and put on in our hearts, that's being humble. That's being meek to your Heavenly Father, to your God Almighty. Because that's all you have to do.
That's pretty good groceries.
You know, I think of Psalms, we're not going to go to Psalms 1, where it says, you know, the man that's blessed that doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, doesn't sit with this, doesn't walk by the... Who are you hanging with? You see? I think it was the Philippians weekend, Sean mentioned it as the or it might have been Sammy, the water cooler conversations, where everybody hangs out and they just bitch, you know? Or they complain about other people, or they, you know, this... No, see, we don't do that. We hang with who? Our Heavenly Daddy. Each one of us can do that every day, all day long, because he's faithful to that relationship, and he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Nothing can separate you from his love. So why not hang with somebody that loves you instead of somebody that hates you or could care less about you, right?
Colossians
chapter 3. Pretty good stuff. Verse 12 says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on that charity, that love of God, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ, or the words pertaining to Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. This is what we do together. You know, we can sing in our hearts and all that good stuff to each other, because it's the same dad. We're the same family. We may be different members, but we all got the same thing. You see, there's no separation in there. There's no division in there. Each and every one of us is so vital to the one body that God put each and every one where he wanted us. You get it? You see, that's how... So don't ever think you're not important to the one body. You know, go back and read that whole thing on the one body. I say I'm not in the body. No. You know what it is that's what Daddy says. You are. No matter who you are, you're that vital to the one body. Because who put you there? And he put you where he wanted you. You see? So, boy, you just take that stuff and don't let anybody steal it from you. And it will be stolen. You can get beat on that stuff all the time because you are the beloved of God, period, because he said so. And he gave us a word that worketh within us, effectually, or with power, right? Sure it does. It does the work. He just has put it on. Hold fast and watch me do what I promised you all day, right? Sure. Daddy, thank you for the greatness of your word. Thank you for how you so loved that you gave your son, how you just so wrapped your arms about us that we will never go anywhere but where you want us to go, and that's when he comes back, we're coming home to see you. Thanks for just your awesome grace, your rich and tender mercies, and just a great day that we can continue to walk in the great light of your love and how you have embraced us in Christ. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.